This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we have much to speak about over the next hour, so let's get to it. I wanted to let you know as well, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we'll just highlight what's going on in the United States of America today. I wanted to let you know that a Muslim murders U.S. soldier. Canada's to apologize to him and give him $10,500,000. Did you hear what I just said? I'll say it again. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Muslim murders U.S. soldier. Canada to apologize to him and give him $10,500,000. Now, let me ask you, who are these representatives working for, friends? A Toronto-born Muslim is set to receive an apology from Canada's justice and public safety ministers, plus pay him more than $10 million after he pled guilty to 5 war crimes, including killing an American soldier. Remember how I had warned you, America, that European law is not law, it's arbitrary, it's criminal, it's a law that works against the law? It's Satanism is really what it comes down to. It's injustice, it's not justice in any sense of the word. Omar Khadr, 30 years old, pleaded guilty to 5 war crimes before a military commission in 2010. The allegations against him occurred in 2002 in Afghanistan when he was just 15 years old. This Muslim decided to sue the federal government of Canada for $20 million for, ready for this, breaching his rights. Apparently, a settlement was reached last Wednesday through this Muslim's attorney, and they would not comment on it, but Canadian President Justin Trudeau seemed to hint that a settlement was reached on Tuesday while he was in Ireland himself. There's a judicial process underway that has been underway for a number of years now, said Trudeau. Interestingly enough, in Ireland on Tuesday, he said, we are anticipating, like I think a number of people are, that the judicial process is coming to its conclusion. See, again, this is what happens when you yield over to tyranny. This is what happened when you, and what happens when you give your enemies an inch, friends, they will take you a mile. They are simply using the Muslims to use the law against itself, friends. And you're seeing Justin Trudeau over in Canada going right along with it, willing to pay an individual that's guilty of 5 felonies, friends. He pled guilty to 5 war crimes, and for some reason he's going to receive an apology from the Canadians, namely the Prime Minister over there, and they're going to pay him $10,500,000. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this sounds like Islamic Sharia law, doesn't it? Like when the woman gets raped, she gets thrown in prison. She gets beat. Sometimes she gets the death sentence. Isn't this crazy how this works for us? It's using the law against the law is really what it comes down to. Also wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Maxine Waters wants to explore exiling Donald Trump. Folks, this is called control through opposition. Do you remember Vladimir Lenin? He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Why is the establishment so set on putting the microphone up to these criminals called representatives in the United States of America? And how is it that they're using it against the good guy that you would call Donald Trump? See, this is how it works. They use the two group of people. They know that you can't stand. They know that you want to see the likes of Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and the list goes on and on. They know, America, that you want to see them thrown in jail. So what they do is they groom a guy up that you like. They'll groom him for 20 to 30 years, so when he runs for the president, they'll put the camera on him and the one that you don't like. They already know which one you're going to pick, and regardless of who wins, friends, they win. And the bottom line here is this is how you lead through opposition. How is it that the current administration has done nothing concerning the crimes of those representatives, those that call themselves the representatives in the United States of America, as they attack and assail Donald Trump on a daily basis? How is it that his Justice Department, friends, our Justice Department, has not come down on the crimes of the likes of Maxine Waters? This is called controlling the opposition. Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. America is waiting for justice, the rule of law, to come back in through Donald Trump because he promised he would do so, and they're still waiting for to happen. And in the meantime, guess what? These corrupt representatives, these corrupt politicians who are working to destroy we the people in this country, for some reason or another, are given a free hand to do what they will at will. How is that working out, America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, massive weapons stockpile found in storage locker of New York Muslim going to Islamburg. This is in New York. Boy, America, this is just really bizarre, isn't it? Confusion by design. Well, the fact of the matter is when you get a moment, go to Daniel 9 and you'll understand where the confusion comes. Confusion of faith comes to those that reject the Word of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com highlighting another corrupt representative, another corrupt individual who works not for we the people but for special interest groups. House Democrat introduces bill to enhance removal of president from power. What's happening, friends? It's a more consecrated effort of stirring up domestic insurrection. Folks, again, why is Donald Trump and the current administration, why is it that they have failed to bring in the rule of law concerning those that are attacking him on a daily basis? Because it works for both sides. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we got some good news. Seven Planned Parenthood facilities, six of which conducted medication abortions, are set to permanently close. This happening on the 4th of July. This all coming from our friend Troy Newman from Operation Rescue, getting the job done. Again, friends, seven Planned Parenthood facilities permanently closed. See what happens when you actually trust God? See what happens when you actually put your hand to the plow and you plow your row, friends? Isn't it interesting what happens when you do all that you can do? God comes behind those that are willing to fight the good fight of faith. And what he does is he does what he promises he will do on the behalf of the righteous. And what is that? Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times, for he shall see my salvation, saith the Lord. This is all found in Isaiah 56. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you're truly Mr. Bradley Dean, you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know if you'd like to jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Double E, don't forget. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Turn the television off. Come out from among them. Be separate. 2 Corinthians 6. Also read James 4, 4. When you get a moment, understanding what Scripture says when it tells us friendship with the world is enmity with God. And what's absolutely amazing about what I just said, isn't it amazing how 78% of those that profess their Christianity in this country, isn't it interesting how they're at peace with the world that's at war with their God? And namely, the God that they say that they love. Boy, that's rather hypocritical, isn't it? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going back to Minnesota jihadi's descent into extremism began after he began attending a mosque. Did you hear what I said? It's not extremism, friends. It's devout Islam. Minnesota jihadi's descent into extremism began after he began attending a mosque on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Of course it is, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Texas Supreme Court strikes down ruling for homosexual marriage benefits. Folks, you need to understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with lawless people. We're seeing what's taking place concerning those that want their rights now that the homosexuals think they've gotten their rights. Just keep in mind, you sodomites, that God did not give you a right to violate his law anywhere. And I don't care what the state sanctions. If it's contrary or it contradicts God's moral law, it is. is not law at all. It is crime. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience concerning those that choose to commit the crime. Rest assured. Read Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Also go to Romans 6. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine given unto you from the heart, might I add, from the heart. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Texas Supreme Court strikes down ruling for homosexual marriage benefits. Wow. While talking about setting your country at war with God and allowing corrupt officials to do so, I'll tell you what, you dig a pit, you're all going to fall into it, like it or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wanted to let you know, boy, there's a lot of pro-Trump stuff coming out today. And interestingly enough, again, we were talking about leading through opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. Put up the guy that everybody likes against the people that everybody can't stand. Just leave out the elements or the reference or the enforcement of law, and both sides win the day because they are leading the opposition to bring about the political ends in which they so desire because they're in it together. And isn't it interesting that we see Donald Trump today, friends? They're using this video on Twitter feeds, on Facebook feeds, and live feeds all across the boards of Donald Trump body slamming an individual in the WWF. And everybody knows that the WWF is exactly the way politicians operate today. They act like they're arch enemies on stage or on the mat, but behind closed doors they're the best of friends. And America still has yet to figure this out, but that's exactly what's going on the main stage concerning what the media is delivering up today. Again, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. See, this concept, what it does is it eludes public awareness to a scary degree. It's similar to the reality of false flag operations, the epitome of carefully planned social manipulation by unseen forces who have no regard for the human condition other than the control that it may have at any cost. Matter of fact, it is so very similar to the slogan of the nefarious Mossad, where they say, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. Again, listen carefully. The Mossad slogan is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. Yes, but there's also righteous war. There's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. And we see a lot of man's wars going on today. And the first thing, the first casualty in the war that man means to bring about, to induce in any sense of the word, friends, is to omit the truth. So the first casualty of war that man makes is the truth. And those that walk in the truth are to war against those that bring forth the casualty of that truth to establish that truth. And I hope that you heard what I just said. So the war is on for me and you, America. Just keep in mind, this game that's being played out between the left and the right, they're on the same side. Just mark my words. Mark my words, friends. Many people, as a matter of fact, even on a live feed today, are asking, what I did is I went and posted a picture of the crimes of not only Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And then I also posted a picture of Chuck Schumer, who was just recently found out, again, for those that are willing to pull the curtain back, and found out who he works for, like Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Paul Weiss, JP Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse, Morgan Stanley, Ernst & Young, UBS AG, Bernstein's Company, Sullivan & Cromwell, George Soros, and the such. But he's still there too, America. And now you know this information about Chuck Schumer too. But in saying that, friends, it's just absolutely amazing to me that we see this happening on a daily basis, yet the American people continuously give these people a pass. And I think the real question is why people are asking the question, as they responded this morning with a picture of Donald Trump on it, and it says, where is the promise of the rule of law? Someone responded with enough common sense to say, listen, we're all waiting for that rule of law to come back in. How come that hasn't come back in, all you Trumpites? I just want to know. 1-866-582-9933. If you're going to call me and you're going to make a fool out of yourself by saying he needs more time, just do yourself a favor and don't pick up the phone. I mean, you can do that if you want to. But the real question is, friends, is people are, real people are asking the questions, where is that rule of law Donald Trump promised to bring back in? They have yet to see it. And that's what's sad about what's going on in this country today. Do you remember right? If I win, I'm going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation on live debate for the world to see when he was confronting Hillary Clinton. Now, instead of keeping his promise, he tells Americans that we again owe her a, Hillary Clinton, that is, a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Are you beginning to understand how this works? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. This is also the guy that the conservatives are getting behind. Yesterday's liberals, by the way. It's interesting to note that, you know, he had a real problem with Barack Hussein Obama on the campaign trail, too. Worst president in American history. Yep. Worst president in American history. And then he meets him in the White House and he says, the first thing he says to the reporters, first class about Barack Hussein Obama. First class, he says about Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't take you more than 2 minutes to go online and dig up the videos on YouTube. Just Google them. You'll find out for yourself what I'm talking about. They say one thing. They get into the position that they want, and then they act out in the opposite of what they, the contradiction of everything that they promised that they would do. And we're seeing it again. But for some reason or another, the American people that hold fast to deceit think otherwise. You judge them by their fruits, America. You judge them by their fruits. Again, when I'm talking about the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, you better understand that you are dealing with majors right now. You are dealing with communists within. You are seeing their players on the political platform. And friends, again, don't doubt what I'm telling you, because there's going to come a day where you've listened to this message over and over and over again, and you're going to say, I remember when that was shot out on Bradley's show one day. He told us, and he told us, because a lot of people are figuring out 15 years ago what was being highlighted is come to pass now. See, all of that, my opposition to the past, they don't have anything to say because now they found out exactly what was being said by the Spirit of God came to pass. So now we're on to another warfare where we're losing more of our freedoms and more of our God-given rights because so many are unwilling to actually stand up and fight for them. But I don't mean to be a nag. I just mean to tell you what's happening in your country, and I just mean to tell you what the Word of God says. And by the way, the mercy of God is always this. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. But America wants to learn the hard way, and why they do, I have no idea whatsoever. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump calls out states stonewalling voter fraud investigation. Well, you know what? We're looking for that rule of law again, Mr. Donald Trump. Hey, the proof is in the pudding, yeah? Hey, you'll understand this more so, Donald Trump. Show me the money. Show us the fruit. Practice what you preach because we want to see it come to fruition.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. While many Supreme Court justices have strayed from what their roles is as a justice at the Supreme Court level and engaged in legislating from the bench and being nothing more than political operatives in those seats, of course, some in our history actually spoke straightforward about America, who she is supposed to be, how she was founded, and the freedom purchased for her by our forefathers. So this Independence Day past, friends, I want you to consider. When we look at Lamentations 5:21, it says, "Turn thou unto us thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old." When speaking of justice, Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story, he said at a speech at Harvard to show you, in contrast to what you're seeing today, there never has been a period of history in which the common law did not recognize Christianity as lying at its foundation. He said that in 1829. In response to a pamphlet written by Reverend Jasper Adams, president of the College of Charleston, South Carolina, titled "The Relation of Christianity to Civil Government in the United States," Story said this, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. "My own private judgment has long been, and every day's experience more and more confirms me in it, that government cannot long exist without an alliance with religion, and that Christianity is indispensable to the true interests and solid foundations of free governments." 1833, he said that. And he later wrote in a ruling, "Christianity is not to be maliciously and openly reviled and blasphemed against to the annoyance of believers or the injury of the public." Here, let me say that again, just to show you how far America has fallen. we've fallen backwards, we can fall forwards too by the grace of God when we respond to heaven, by the way. Christianity is not to be maliciously and openly reviled and blasphemed against to the annoyance of believers or the injury of the public. Man, how do you justify what you see today, America? It seems like groups and bureaucracies are set on doing just this very thing. Justice Story said it is unnecessary for us, however, to consider the establishment of a school or college for the propagation of deism or any other form of infidelity. Folks, did you hear what he said? Such a case is not to be presumed to exist in a Christian country, America. Why not laymen instruct in the general principles of Christianity as well as Ecclesiastics? We cannot overlook the blessings which such laymen by their conduct as well as their instructions must impart to their youthful pupils. Why may not the Bible and especially the New Testament without note or comment be read and taught as a divine revelation? Its general precepts expounded, its evidence explained, and its glorious principles of morality inculcated. What is there to prevent a work, not sectarian, upon the general evidences of Christianity from being read and taught in the college by lay teachers? It may well be asked, what is there in all of this which is positively enjoined, inconsistent with the spirit or truths of the religion of Christ? Are not these truths all taught by Christianity, although it teaches much more? Where can the purest principles of morality be learned so clearly or so perfectly as from the New Testament? This all coming from an article called Remember What Made America Great by Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out, friends. I always love tearing down the false altars by the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing, 1 John 10, when given an opportunity. Also going back to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I had to put the stumbling block there for your enemies real quick, friends, to ward them off. A stone of offense. Federal judge blocks California magazine confiscation law. The Constitution, said this judge, is a shield from the tyranny of the majority. Wow. Federal judge blocks California magazine confiscation law. The Constitution is a shield from the tyranny of the majority? Wow. Think about that one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Liberty produces a God-fearing people. Actually, the law does that. In the hands of Christ as a schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24. And a work of the Holy Ghost, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. Liberty produces a God-fearing people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I got to turn things up on its head again, America, because look what's happening over in Boston. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Boston Public Library hosts Children's Story Time. You ready for this? Guess who's telling the stories? Drag queens. Drag queens. Do you hear what I said? Boston Public Library hosts Children's Story Time with drag queens. Of course, this is news, but the real question is how many people actually showed up? And then it takes a step forward from that, and then we have to ask the American people, why is this being tolerated? This is a felony, America. It's an abomination, America. But why is it happening in this country? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now we have something called Bernie-gate, another mysteriously missing server. Do you see how these crimes amongst politicians spreads, friends? See, because when they see that you're going to let Hillary Clinton off and Barack Hussein Obama off, any other corrupt politician off, guess what they do? They're encouraged to go ahead and act out themselves because, after all, they say within themselves, I'm going to go ahead and play the Judas. I'll kiss up to him, but when I'm found out, I know that there's people in play and in power round about me that will let things go the way that they have, because America doesn't realize who I really work for. See, and that's where the disconnect takes place in this country, America, because you've allowed it to happen in the first place. Those people that think they have control over this country, folks, they don't have no more control over this country than you or I do. We have more control, as a matter of fact. They're scared to death, and I've shared this with you 15 times in the past. These people are scared to death that you, America, are going to actually stand up and mean what you say when you say that we want the rule of law back in place. We want these corrupt politicians jailed. We want them indicted first and foremost, and we want them charged for every single violation of that Constitution in which our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. Article 2, Section 4. Read it when you get a moment. But folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bernie-gate now. Another mysteriously missing server. Isn't that interesting how that works? Just goes right down the line, doesn't it? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Gun store advertisements. A guy's out on the street with a cardboard gun sign. And there's some people that just lose their mind. I mean, isn't this crazy stuff? Isn't it interesting how they put more trust into a corrupt system than they do in the hands of the righteous? See, because they've been so dummied down to believe that that's how it works. No, that's how a dictatorship works, friends. And that's not what we are at all in any sense of the word. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. 70,000 to take to the streets to march against abortion. How come we didn't hear anything about that, friends? This is all in Ireland. How come this isn't major news, America? Because they don't want you to see that the power is in the hands of the people. That's why. They want you to see the 5 or 10 people that are pro-murderers, and they want to blow it up and make it out to be like it's the biggest news and it's the coolest thing since sliced bread, rather than show, like in America, when there were 640,000 people that stood against the acts of those corrupt individuals that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent, which is on law. Which is on law. Read Proverbs 6:17. God said, thou shalt not kill. He said in Proverbs 6:17 that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And the list goes on and on and on. It's a good thing Mama believed in God's moral law when we were conceived, huh? Because if she didn't, we wouldn't be here, America. But again, 70,000 take to the streets to march against abortion in Ireland. You're not going to hear that through the state-controlled narrative because they want you to feel small. They want you to feel singled out. For those that didn't know, do you remember when Adolf Hitler would drive by in his cars? Did you notice how all the people, 80 million people in Germany, not all of them, of course, but did you notice that when they would film These films by the propagandist Joseph Goebbels. Isn't it interesting when Adolf Hitler would drive down the street, all of a sudden everybody would raise their hand. They would salute him. Did you know that at that particular time, that if you didn't salute Adolf Hitler, you would be fined? You could even be imprisoned for it? So they were doing everything that they were doing by force, but they were filming it. And as they were filming it, they would change the narrative. Look at these people. They just love Adolf Hitler. Look at all the admiration and the approbation that he's receiving from all these people. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, if they didn't go along, they would end up in jail. So they were just going along to get along. I mean, and of course, we had Dietrich Bonhoeffer that went against the grain and did his job to wake people up. And first and foremost, I do want to bring this because we are in the present. Did you know that even during the 4th of July, just talking about dictators, this foreign sodomite dictator wannabe Barack Hussein Obama, did you know that Obama was warning Americans about too much patriotism on July 4th over the weekend? Isn't that amazing? And yet, in America, he's still here to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Final segment coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break. Also, check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, folks, just highlighting what's going on in the United States of America today. Gun store advertises with cardboard gun sign. People lose their minds. This is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Talk about the conditioning of the people. The scare tactics of gun grabbers in government, especially in California, are starting to bring forth their poison fruit as a U.S. veteran who owns a gun store decided to promote a store with a cardboard sign that looks like an oversized gun. Wow. Brendan Vaughn, owner of Firearms Own, Firearms Unknown, simply to choose to use the advertising method known as sign flipping to promote his establishment. He began using the sign laws during Black Friday shopping. He began with an oversized cardboard sign that in the shape of an AR-15, it's clearly not a gun, but that it didn't stop people from calling the police and media, but about him waving it around in front of the business. Sadly, some people in the area appear to be dumb to be able to recognize an oversized cardboard cutout from a real gun. One woman told ABC 10, it looks like a machine gun. It's really aggressive. It's pretty aggressive, said she. I think he's doing too much. But then again, they have the freedom to do that. Vaughn said that a couple people just going by, flipping me the bird, others scolding me or yelling at me some type of obscenity. He said it's kind of frustrated me that some people or somebody would call the police and make a false statement like that, knowing that it's a cardboard sign, that it's very flimsy, he said. Wow, who are all these anti-gunners? I mean, you want to talk about a conditioned people that when they see something like that, there's something wrong when it's a citizen. But when it's the military, for some reason or another, it's totally normal. If they got a blue helmet on it, has a big UN on it, you know, the peacekeepers that use machine guns and mow down anybody that doesn't fall in a line with a new order. Isn't that amazing how that works? Well, here, let me give you an idea as to who these anti-gunners are. You guys all know who Mayor Michael Bloomberg is, right? He's a sodomite, too, by the way. That's interesting, and you need to understand that because these people are reprobate. They have no sense of justice. They have no sense of right and wrong. But let's go to the Godfather and see his little clan of elitist politicians who want to rid the American people from having the right to bear arms. Did you know that Sheila, listen to this, Sheila Dixon, Baltimore, Maryland, she was convicted of perjury and embezzling funds meant for charity. This is one of his mayor's friends. Did you know that Gary Becker, Racine, Wisconsin, convicted of attempted child molestation and luring a child for illicit purposes? Well, we're talking about pedophiles here. What about Larry Langford, Birmingham, Alabama, this anti-gunner? He was convicted on 60 counts of bribery, fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. These are these anti-gunners that you call representatives, that you've been conditioned to believe that they know more than you do, friends. These are the people that swore that they would uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution that are being found out to do just the exact opposite. Let's go to Eddie Perez, Hartford, Connecticut, convicted of a bribery and extortion. David Donna, Gutenberg, New Jersey, convicted of extortion and tax fraud. Frank Mellon, Jackson, Mississippi, convicted of violating his own city gun possession ordinance. Man, it's amazing, amazing how this works, America. Buddy Clancy, Providence, Michigan, convicted of assault and racketeering. Samuel Riviera, New Jersey, Passanic, convicted of extortion and accepting bribes. These are the people that want to disarm you. Jeremiah Healy, Jersey City, New Jersey, convicted of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Man, oh, of course, friends, you got to keep in mind, these people act in such a fashion that they think that they are God, demigods. Willie Wynn, Australia, Texas, convicted of assault. Quan Kilpatrick, Detroit, Michigan, convicted of assault on a police officer and perjury. These are the anti-gunner mayors that Michael Bloomberg thinks he has in his pocket. Richard Corky, Pennsylvania, convicted of child pornography and bail violations. Wow, these people like kids, don't they? Hey, folks, the real threat to your freedom is not men coming from men hiding out in caves in the Middle East wearing turbans. It's from men wearing suits and ties all over the country. Especially those that are warring against who we are. Adam Bradley, White Plains, New York, convicted of domestic violence charges. Man, guys. Oh, they just hate being found out, don't they? John 15 tells us that they hated Jesus because he took the cloak of covering from off of them. He exposed them for who they were. See, because he was also the one that said, and still is, that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Gordon Jenkins, Monticello, New York, pled guilty on 5 counts of trademark counterfeiting. Roosevelt Darn, Inglewood, California, pled guilty to public corruption and embezzlement charges. Folks, did you know that many of these elitists that they call themselves politicians can no longer own firearms? Maybe that's why they don't want you to own one either. They want to be the only one standing with a gun. Just ask Mao Zedong. Why would Michael Bloomberg former mayor of New York, have these people? Why would he be aligned with people like this? What does this tell you of him? Hey, birds of a feather flock together. Hey, friends, as they say, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. It's not so easy for the dog to get rid of the fleas, is it? No, nope. We're making sure those fleas have a name here. Going to Pat out of Texas. I can't get his last name, friends. It's really, really blurry. Alexandria Jr. He was arrested 3 times for intoxication, DWIs. I mean, just forget about those 12,000 people that are slaughtered on the street every year in this country because some drunk idiot doesn't know what no means. He doesn't understand no. But he's got the state to back up on as long as he's got enough money to pay that bureaucracy. Who cares about your family, right? You know, in some countries, if you drink and drive the very first time, you know, you're set up in front of a firing squad. Well, you say that's really extreme. Well, what happens if it's your family that gets slaughtered by some dummy that doesn't understand what no means? And just to prove my point as to what's going on in California, it's interesting to note, America, back in 92, a man was busted drinking and driving 18 times. The judge, as he called himself, thought it was really cute when he said to him, you know what, let's resolve this problem. Let's just have you move closer to the liquor store. And if you just laughed, you proved my point. What America will put up with. April Almond, East Haven, Connecticut, arrested and charged for interfering with a police officer. Folks, these people believe that they are above the law. And if they didn't, then why are they trying to tear it down? This is the Godfather and his fellow gun-grabbing gang. But they didn't want you to know that they themselves were criminals. Pedophiles, tax evaders, bribery. Tony Mack, Trenton, New Jersey, recently charged for accepting $119,000 on bribes. These are corrupt officials, and folks, I don't know where people are bringing up this word official, representatives. What does official mean? Does that mean that they're like above the law and they're not subject to the laws in which they are to enforce? Absolutely not, folks. They are not above the law. These corrupt individuals want to take away your right to bear arm. And there are people stupid enough, literally, to believe that when a guy holds a cardboard flimsy AR-15, piece of cardboard, that's pretty aggressive. That's really scary stuff. I mean, I got film friends of girls in the 50s and little boys bringing their guns to show and tell during class. What's changed? What's changed is the American people's mentality. To believe for some reason or another, it's good for the government to have them. But not me and you. Again, let's set that record straight. You are the government's, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We will talk at you in 23. See ya!
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.